Good afternoon, Muskegon. It is May 10th, 2024, and you are listening or watching the show Torn Into, your show for news, information, and more for city, local news, as well as state and country, of course, national and international news. We're one of the only shows that do that because we like to educate you to make sure that you are informed. My name is Gregory T. Roberts. I'll be here. Pastor Melvin Burns is working, taking care of some things. Listen, do us a favor. Remember that these shows repeat themselves in case you would like to watch it and you're driving. You can go to WVS 103.7 The Beat or M106. Facebook sites, YouTube, emoji app, type it up, it's there. Also, do me a favor, share this right now. If you are watching it on Facebook, share it to your page so we can have more dialogue. The weather, it is a beautiful day, high of 61, low of 45 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 58. Low of 46. Sunday, high of 67, low of 44 for Mother's Day. Monday, 40% chance of rain, high of 66, low of 53. Tuesday, high of 68, low of 48. Wednesday, high of 69, low of 46. And rain Thursday and Friday, chances are 30 and 40%. Now, we have a special guest today on the show, and he has a lot to say, and we got to get him on right now. Are you ready, Muskegon? Put your hands together for Mr. Ken James.
Hey, Greg, thank you for that great introduction. If I wasn't hyped up, I am now. So I got to back up that introduction to your listening audience. My name is Ken James. I serve as Chief Diversity Officer for Muskegon Community College. And it's my honor to be on the show right now with my good friend, Greg Roberts. And for people that don't know, me and you go back to the 90s. You know, we overlapped at the city of Muskegon, and you were doing big things back then in the fire department. And I've always enjoyed our conversations and the friendship. Thanks for the invite today.
Appreciate it. You've traveled extensively. I mean, you've been busy since the city of Muskegon. So tell people a little bit about your history first.
Okay. My history. So I'm no stranger to Muskegon. For those of you that go back, that want to admit how long it's been, I worked for the city of Muskegon for 8 years. So I lived and worked in this community for 8 years. I worked for the city of Muskegon. When I left there, I went to Hackley Hospital, and back then it was an independent hospital. It was before the merger, and I worked for Hackley Hospital for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So all my kids were born in this community at Hackley Hospital. I love, you know, the friends and relationships that I have. Mm-hmm. Then my career took me, you know, not far away, but I just moved to Grand Rapids. So I worked for Grand Valley State University for a little while in the president's office there. Then I went to Meijer corporate office in Walker, worked in that corporate office for a little while. Then I went to Spectrum Health when it was a mere 36,000 employees, which is now Corwell Health. I worked there for a few years. Then I went to the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce for 5 years. And now I'm back in Muskegon serving as the inaugural Chief Diversity Officer. So I've been back in the community working for 3 years now. And if you would allow me, I'll explain a little bit about my role.
Please.
I have four areas that I'm bringing the lens of diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging to. You know, first and foremost is our students. And I want to talk about this later in our conversation. But we want to attract and retain, and we say retain, finish, whatever your plan is. If you come to Muskegon Community College, we want you to know you belong there, and we want you to succeed. And I have some initiatives that help our students do just that. The second thing that I work on is our faculty and staff. The biggest impact to retention is culture. So I work on corporate culture for us as an organization to make sure that our faculty and staff are culturally competent. But the unique part about my role, Greg, is I have a community facing piece. So the third area that I work on is community awareness around diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging issues. Some of the things you might recognize is our Martin Luther King Unity Day breakfast we do every January. That's a big event. But in addition to that, I do two or three lecture series a year that's open to the community, students, faculty, and staff. The last one that we did was during Black History Month, where we brought in a distinguished guest, and the name of the presentation was Afros, Fades, and Razor Blades. And it was that connection of how the barbershop impacts the Black community and impacts the Black community and how things engage there. And then fourth and not least is I provide services to the business community. Mm-hmm. And when I say business, that's for-profit, nonprofit, government, educational, services to help them attract and retain talent. So we have sessions on implicit bias. We have sessions on mitigating microaggressions. We have sessions on the benefits of inclusion. I do a four-part training series that breaks down diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging. So that is a little bit about my department and what I do at MCC. I've been doing it for it to be 3 years in September, coming up on 3 years. I absolutely love it. And I'm happy to answer whatever questions you may have, or what information do you think that your listeners want to hear from me?
Well, we're here for you to do exactly what you're doing, educate us. You said you had four parts, so let's break those four parts down. But before we break those down, I want to talk why this job? Why is it so important for Muskegon?
Yes. So under the vision of Dale Nesbury, who was the president that created this department, he recognized the need for the college to have a department to serve as this. And mm-hmm. then he retired. His vision, one of his last visions, was to create the department. Now I serve under the leadership of Dr. John Selman. So the vision has remained continuous in the 3 years that I've been here. Mm-hmm. And for me, this aligns with my passion. So I have a mantra, Greg, that goes like this. Leave things better than you found it. I combine that with what my dad taught me was the measure of a man, the things that you do when nobody is looking. When I think about things corporately, when I think about things community lensed, like that, I want to leave it better than I found it. So I like to create access, opportunity, engagement. And that's for people that look like me to get into rooms they want to get into. But also in the rooms that we're in where there's not a lot of people that look like me, how do we bridge that gap so that there's a level of understanding? So that's everything that I do that drives me. So when I think about the work that I do and the passion that I have, it truly is just something that I love to do. And I'll go a little bit further. So, when I talk to people, they say, oh, well, you work in higher ed. But I always tell people higher ed is a piece of where you might want to be. But I tell people to have a plan to what they want to do. And so if your plan, and I'm just going to pick a something, if you want to be a dentist, well, you probably got some college in your future. But if you want to do something else, you're good with your hands. You want to learn a trade. You want to be an entrepreneur. All those things are great, but you have to have a plan and you have to work that plan. Now, I'm going to promote Muskegon Community College because one of our taglines is, of course, you can. So, our downtown campus right there on Clay, hands-on, welding, CAD design, machining, electrical, all those things are there if you want to learn a trade. So things that a lot of people hear MCC and they think traditional college, well, we offer certificate and hands-on programs as well. Mm-hmm. And so there are great careers. And there are some careers that are in such high demand that employers will actually pay for you to go get these hands-on skills. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I just want to let people know. When you hear MCC, yeah, there's traditional college, that's part of it, but there's also a lot of certification and hands-on programs that we offer as well. And mm-hmm. so I'm real good at convening. I'm real good at putting you in touch with. So hopefully at some time in today, I can give everyone my email address, or you can always go to Muskegon Community College's website, find me. And if I don't have the answer to a question you have, I will put you in touch with the person who does. So have a plan. And if it's college, come to us. Figure it out. We offer a multitude of programs. We have a lot of pathways where you can come to MCC, get an affordable, high quality education, and transfer to a 4-year. Or if your goal is just to get that associate's, we have that as well. So again, all those things are there. We want to be a part of your plan, but you have to have a plan. You have to work it. And there are a lot of options about that. And the last thing that I wanted to mention for someone that might be saying, Ken, what do you mean by this? Or how do I get access to this? Again, everybody has their own story. Reach out to me and I'll put you in touch with who you need to talk to get enrolled, to ask mm-hmm. questions, to get mm-hmm. the tools that you need if you're coming in. And mm-hmm. if you're 21 and up, get this right now, and you haven't been to college yet, and this is for certificate and traditional associates, we have free tuition in this area to go to MCC that the state is offering. Now, come it is on. Tuition. It doesn't cover your books and your fees, but it takes care of the tuition. So again, if you're eligible for what's called our Michigan Reconnect program, you can go to free college. Maybe you're a traditional high school student right now and you want to work on that Muskegon promise. So again, there's money out there, but mm-hmm. let's talk about it. Let's explore it. Everybody has their own story. Don't think that it's not accessible. There are a lot of people that are eligible for these programs that I'm talking about.
Well, let's go to the board already. R. Young says, Ken James is a solid brother with an exclamation point. Shout out to you and the work you are doing at MCC. Oh, you got a fan club out there.
Hey, Brother Young, I appreciate that, man. And likewise, man, the work that you do and the Responsible Fatherhood Initiatives, it's a win-win. So let's all keep uplifting each other. And brother, I appreciate those kudos.
Let's talk a little quick about why local, why stay home, why instead of going to another college, why stay local?
That's a good question, Greg. So every situation is different, but one I'll give one. Let's say you haven't quite, trying to figure out what you want to do. What major do I want? What career do I want to pursue? We offer local, accessible, affordable education. So I'm not knocking anyone that wanted to go, and I'm just picking a school, University of Michigan. But mm-hmm. I tell you what, that's a tough lesson to go to University of Michigan, rack up $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt and say, you know what? This is not what I wanted to do. Right. Whereas you can come to MCC and pursue what you want to do and do that at 10% of the cost. It's only cost you about $4,000 to figure it out. And then if that's your path, we have students that transfer to U of M. In fact, just those things, if I could kind of plug our own accolades here, out of all of the community colleges in the state of Michigan, we have the highest transfer rate to four-year institutions. A lot of people don't know that. Nice. So there's an opportunity. So that's one thing. The other thing is we have a lot of resources. We have what we call wraparound services at Muskegon Community College. So if you need help with transportation, we have some things we can do around that. If you need help with childcare, we can refer you to some things that help with that. We even give gas cards to our students. So we want to make sure that now we can't do it every time for every person. But if you're a student there's a limited number of gas cards that you can get because we want you to get back and forth. We have student employment opportunities. So if you need to go to work while you go to school, we can help you with that. So by staying local, we can use what we call those wraparound services to help you be successful, not to mention the academic resources. Don't mm-hmm. have a laptop? We got you covered. We do laptop loaners. Haven't taken classes in a while? We got you covered. We got tutors to help you write, help you with math, help you with the whole technology piece, all of that. So if you stay local, we can use those wraparound services because we want students to start, we want students to stay, and we want students to succeed. And that's the work that we do to make sure that that happens. In fact, just last week, we had our commencement. And there were more that graduated, but we had 299. So let's call it 300. We had 300 new associate and certificate individuals in this community that walked across that stage. And we know they're going to make a great impact. And again, many of them got promotions at work. Many of them are able to apply for jobs now that they couldn't apply to. Many of them transferred to get that four-year degree. So mm-hmm. we are the community's college. And again, when you think about West Michigan, we're Muskegon Community College, but we serve Ottawa, we serve Newaygo, and we serve Oceana County. So again, anyone in this listening area, if they are interested in MCC, we have something for you.
I want to go back and you said, make a plan.
Yes.
How important is it to look at that plan and continue to update that plan? Those things change.
Yeah. So two things when you said that. Plans can pivot. You may start out. And again, I'm just saying for all the people out there, let's say you're a high schooler right now or you just graduated high school. And, Greg, you talk to young people. I do, too. And now, for those of you who don't know, I played football in college. College was one of the tools that got me to get my educational skills. So that's a great resource for our student athletes out there. basketball, baseball, football, whatever it is, soccer, there's a number of things that you can pursue that can help you. But I'm going to go more specific. And I used to mentor some young men that are now adults many years ago. And it was called Men of Character. And we promoted truth, justice, tenacity, responsibility, morality, uniqueness, and faith. Those are our seven tenets. But I learned so much for the young men that went through that experience. And that shapes me now when I say have a plan. So I would talk to young people that were 14, 15, 16 years old. And they like, man, I'm going to the NBA, or I'm going to the league, I'm going to the NFL, or man, hey, I got those bars, I drop them, I'm about to put this album out. All of those are great things to have. And if you hit that successful mark where you can make a living doing that, that is outstanding. And I never minimize that. But I tell people to have a plan to fall back on in case those things don't happen, to do that. And so by having that plan and being able to pivot, like, hey, I'm good with my hands. Or I started school, I wanted to be an engineer, and math wasn't quite my thing, you know, but I'm pivoting and I found what is my thing. So again, as long as you're on track and you're making progression and you have people that can help you along the way, there is no wrong path, because the ultimate goal is success. And I remember I was sharing this with a young man, and his eyes just got this big. When I worked in the Chamber of Commerce industry, I knew a person that was good with his hands. He only had a high school diploma, but he went and got his trade. He was a licensed contractor, and he loved to hang drywall. Seasonal work. He worked 9 months out of the year, made six figures, over $100,000, and he had his winters off. You know, so and this was a person, you know, he had a plan and he worked it. And so, again, I tell people, whatever your plan is, if college is a part of that, fine. If a certificate or a trade is a part of that, fine. If it's the military, fine, because people can go to the military at 18, at 38, they've put in 20 years. They can come back and do what they want to do. Or some people go into the military for 4, 6, or 8 years and they learn that trade. I have a good friend from high school. He went into the military. He only gave him 8 years, but he learned how to operate the big, heavy equipment. Like when you see those big road construction sites and you see that big piece of equipment out there, he learned that in the Army, went and worked in the private sector, and he's doing very well for himself. So again, it's about having those plans and just say, hey, what do I have to do to be successful? The average salary for entrepreneurs, again, in Michigan is $60,000. That's a livable wage. But I know I got some entrepreneurs listening. It's hard work. You got to get up early. You got to go to bed late. You got to know your audience. But it's nothing wrong with that. Work your plan. How do you do a business plan? How do you lose QuickBooks? How can you walk in and share your vision? How do you partner and network with others to get out there? So, again, having your plan is ultimately what you need to be successful.
Wow, man. You said you said a lot here. Talk about a little bit about, and you mentioned the trades. I know when I coached at Cornerstone that there are actually some kids that are just not quite ready for college, but they are meant for trades. And those are good paying jobs, and all the construction you can hear in the background is some guys making a lot of money rebuilding roads here. So talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. The trade industry. Well, one thing is we got to kind of change how we look at it, you know. And so what I've learned too, and this is nothing against my mentors, people above me. I grew up in the era and people would always say, are you going to college? Are you going to college?
Yep.
And I know they meant well. I'm not knocking people. That's my parents and people from my parents' generation. There's nothing wrong with that. But I've evolved to, and I work for a college, is what do you want to do? What do you want to do? So know what you want to do, then you can figure out your path. Like I said, you want to be a dentist, you probably got to go to college. But you want to be a contractor, you don't have to go to college for that. But it's a great, you know, career. So I think about the programs that we offer at MCC, like I said, those hands-on programs. You know, that you can go and get your welding certification in 18 months to 2 years. So let's just say you happen to start at 18. So by 20, you have your certification. Those are jobs that pay $35 an hour and up. Once you get all your welding certification. So again, great path. Is that something that's good for you? But welding is one example. Machining. In Muskegon, we're known for manufacturing. We have a lot of suppliers to the auto industry. They know how to take that component, whether it's metal or plastic, and grind it down to the shape that they need and to program those computers, you know, that they can do that. Or if it's a manual one where they do that press, these are all high demand jobs. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you invest in some of these, you know, trades or certificates, and it pays off, you know, later on. And it's underexplored, and these jobs aren't going anywhere. But then also there's the big ones. We will always need plumbers. We will always need, I'm going to put IT in that. You know, you can get certified in IT, or you can take the traditional college route and get a degree, but they have IT certifications. What's the big one now? Cybersecurity certifications that you can get. And these are all high in demand jobs that pay very livable wages.
What do you see as the trends when it comes down to education? Do you see the trends going up or down, or is it staying stagnant since we've had COVID? Are people returning back to school?
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned the Michigan Reconnect program. And again, if you're 21 and up and you have never been to college, there's some funds you may qualify for called Michigan Reconnect. So post-COVID, the Reconnect dollars has been very beneficial. I'm speaking very locally at Muskegon Community College. So our enrollment has stayed actually slightly above our expectations because of that. Mm-hmm. Those Reconnect dollars, people can come back. But what we've also found is people can a la carte, you know, pick and choose what they will. So I mentioned, you know, some of those IT courses. There are people that say, hey, I don't need the whole degree, but if I can go and learn some different coding skills or some different cybersecurity skills, that makes me eligible for the job that I need. So what we have is collectively our enrollment is up, but some people are there to get the associate. Some people are there just to get a certificate. Some people there are just to get the classes they need to advance. Mm-hmm. And again, having your plan, there's nothing wrong with any of those things.
Man, we took a master's class in Grand Rapids, and man, having those counselors and those people help you write stuff is, I tell you, is a benefit. Talk a little bit, because I work with and talk to a lot of people, mentor a lot of people that are older. You know, mm-hmm. normally we hear college, we think young folks, but there are more people older going back to college to get that education.
Mm-hmm. So at Muskegon Community College, we're the community's college. No matter how you get to us, you are welcome there, and we want you to know you belong. If you just graduated from high school and you're coming in, we got you. If you took a gap year and you want to come back, we got you. If you went off to a four-year and it didn't work out for whatever reason or it got too expensive, we got you. If you raised your kids and you're thinking about coming back, we got you. If you just got out of the military, we got you. If you're a returning citizen, we got you. If you are employed right now and you want to pivot and take on something new, we got you. So to your point, we are the community's college, and we have a lot of adult students. In fact, the majority of our population is 25 and up and are working students. So we know how to meet you where you're at to be successful. We understand you got to navigate work and school. You won't, you know, feel alienated or by yourself if you come in, again, whether this is the first time you started college or you're coming back after a while. We have everything in place to make you feel, to strive to make you feel like you belong.
I tell you, one of the other things, components that you guys work with is you work with a lot of people coming out of prison and continuing in their education.
That is correct. So again, I use the term returning citizens. If you're a returning citizen, you know, we have space for you. I want to give kudos to the exit program, the ex-offenders in transition. We work very closely with individuals coming out of incarceration to make sure they have the tools they need to be succeed. So I won't get into the data, but too deep. But research lets us know one of the biggest impacts to not going back, to not to be, you know, recidivism rates to go up, is to have a job. And so mm-hmm. we work with our returning citizens to make sure that we can give them the tools to mm-hmm. have a highly likelihood of them being successful in the workplace post-incarceration.
I want to go back to our experience taking the master class with my wife. How important is it to have that staff wrap around you to give you all the tools to make sure that you be a success?
Sometimes you just need that pat on the back. You can do this. And, you know, you have things. So what we try to do is eliminate barriers to success. Again, so at Muskegon Community College, what I can speak to is, again, we want you to focus on your schoolwork. That's why I said it. So if we can connect you with some resources so you don't have to worry about transportation, again, we offer gas cards and bus passes. If we can put you in touch with some resources where your child care is covered for a portion of time, or let you know where you can get child care that fits your schedule, we know that that will help you be successful. If you have some food insecurity, come visit our pantry, take some food home. Again, all these things make you be successful. Mm-hmm. That's just the outside piece. Once you get on campus, the resources that we have for you to be successful, our student services are top notch. Writing centers, math tutors, English tutors, computer laptop loaners, IT help. I mean, the list goes on and on. Wi-Fi boosters. You know, I mean, so let's just say, hey, I got it. I just don't have any Wi-Fi at home. We can help you with that. Mm-hmm. You know, so you don't have to come back to campus to do your homework. So again, we call them wraparound or surround services. And the intent behind that is if we can take away some of the things that might be challenges, just so you can focus on your coursework, the likelihood of you being successful goes up tremendously.
What do you say about the people that may be at home and Muskegon suffers with literacy? What do you say to those individuals that may be, they just got by in high school, mm-hmm. or they stopped, but they have dreams and aspirations of going farther? What do you say to those individuals?
We're the community's colleges, and that's the place for everyone, including someone that says, hey, it's been a while since I went to school, or when I was in school, you know, academics wasn't my top priority. Back to those tools I was talking about. And you may have to start out taking an entry-level English class or writing class. We have a writing center. So again, those tools are there. And what we want to do is change the mindset. Asking for help is not a weakness. Mm-hmm. Asking for help is success steps, you know, to do this. So again, if I could just kind of put that myth behind you, the longest journey starts with just one step. And I wanted to plug this as well. We are post-COVID. You asked about that. We are back and open for business at Muskegon Community College. Mm-hmm. So we are there Monday through Thursday from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Fridays, we're there from 8 to noon. But get this, on Mondays, we're there till 6:30. So we mm-hmm. understand people have different schedules. If you need to come see us in person, you know, so you can always go to our website and find out information. But if you're like me from the generation, I need to talk to somebody, come mm-hmm. on in and talk to us. Because that won't cost you anything but your time. And we can tell you how easy it is to enroll. We can tell you what the next steps are. And then we can walk you from office to office. Here's how I enroll. Here's how it's going to cost. How much it's going to cost. Here's how you get your books. And here's those tools. You can see our writing center. You can see our academic success center. You can meet with some of our student coaches and know that we're there to support you. Because when students succeed, everybody wins.
Nice. You are listening or watching Torn in Two. It's the bottom of the hour, 2:29. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with Mr. Ken James. You are watching and listening to Torn in Two on 103.7 to be in the M106. We see you in a second. And welcome back to Torn in Two on this day, and we're back with Mr. Ken James. All right, Ken, let's get right back into this conversation, man. You're spending, giving a lot of education here, so let's slow down here.
All right.
I'm a parent, okay, and I was talking to you about this before. I'm a parent. What are some things that I can do to prepare my child for that next level? Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's a great question. I'm a parent too. I got three daughters. One in college, one that's graduating high school, about to start college, and one that's a junior in high school. And I can say that this is more of a personal tip. What I learned as a parent, and again, for this might be a refresher for some parents and something new. I had to learn what questions to ask. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about, you know, for those of you that have teenagers in high school or middle school age students. How was school today? Fine. It's what you're going to get. Or go flip that. What did you learn today? Tell me about your favorite subject today. Get them to talk about it more. And back to that plan piece, you know, just to plant those seeds in those middle schoolers and those high schoolers. Hey, you ever thought about what you want to do to earn a living? Mm-hmm. Okay, and they tell you that. Are you making steps to do that? Whether, again, it's the hands-on, whether it's to go to college and to do that. So that was one thing that I learned early in my parenting, you know, life. Hey, how was school today? Fine. What'd you do at school? Nothing. Just flipping that a little bit. Tell me the one thing you learned today. Mm-hmm. Tell me what your favorite subject was today. You know, just to do that and to get my kids to elaborate more. And you wouldn't believe by making that small, transition, I got more out of them. And then that way I knew what to respond to when they asked those questions. The other thing is to connect to resources. So if you have a child that's not sure, you know, again, this is getting back to Muskegon Community College. We have an open campus. We are open to the community. Mm-hmm. Come out and walk the campus, reach out to me. I can have anyone from admissions talk to you. And again, that's for what we would call, you know, a traditional student or for our adult students coming back. We have tools for that. Or we have 18 athletics at Muskegon Community College, men and women sports, 18 different sports. That's the most of any community college in the state of Michigan. Come out and check out a basketball game. It's free. Come out and check out a volleyball game. A baseball game is free. So just get used to coming on campus and know that this is the place for you. So some of the tips that I have for parents is just to ask those questions of, to ask those questions of, you know, what are you doing? How can I help you? Did you understand that? Do you like that? And then what do you want to do? And then how can me, guardian, mom, dad, grandparent, how can I help you get there?
Okay. So now earlier we talked about the four components. So let's break the four components that you were talking about. Let's go component one.
Okay. So what I am doing at a high level at Muskegon Community College is I want to make sure we attract and retain our students. Mm-hmm. So again, one of our taglines, you see them on billboards out of there, is of course you can. You want to come to MCC? Of course you can. You want to restart? Of course you can. So I want to make sure that everyone knows that they're welcome and they belong. That's a philosophy. I want to make sure the community knows, no matter where you're at on your student journey, we have a place for you. And then once you get there, we want you to be successful. Those are those wraparound services mm-hmm. that we talk about. And then once you get inside, you can always email or reach out or come to think, you know, the more proactive you are, the more help that we will provide you. And again, changing that mindset, shifting that mindset is asking for help is a step towards your success. It's not weakness. And, mm-hmm. and that's what we're there for. That's why these tools exist.
Let's talk about that real quick. Asking the right questions is not a sign of weakness. Talk a little about that.
Yeah. So I've heard this, you know, people come back, like you said, it's been a few years since I went to school. And I'm back now. I made that first step. I enrolled at Muskegon Community College. This is a true story that I've heard in the 3 years that I've been there. I'm just struggling, you know, writing these papers now because it's been so long. And I just don't want to go to the writing center. Well, you know, that's why the writing center exists. Mm-hmm. You know, those folks are, that's part of your tuition, part of those fees, you know, that's paid for you is to pay for those folks to be there to help you be successful. Remember, when the students succeed, everyone succeeds. So understanding they're waiting for you. There's no prejudgment. There, no one's going to say, oh, you should have learned that, you know, 5 years ago. No, what we're saying is, what can I do to help you be successful? And mm-hmm. it takes some time. I didn't start out, you know, that way, but now I see it differently. So take advantage of the resources. In fact, some of our student success employees, they say, man, I wish more people would come. I have time, resources, I want to help. And so again, it's just that the longest journey, Greg, starts with just one step. If someone takes that educational journey where it's a certificate or an associate's or a transfer, if they take that step at MCC, we'll take the rest of the steps along with you.
They just need to take that step.
That step.
And you've always had an open door policy, and you said the campus is open.
Yes.
Okay.
So again, if you're there, we have a lot of information on our website. And so for people that are listening that want to learn more, go check out the website. Everything I'm talking about is there at some level. But if you're a person like me, you need to pick up the phone and call somebody, or if you need to just stop by and talk to somebody, we are there for you. And I'll say the hours again, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, someone is there. Fridays, it's 8 until noon. But on Monday evenings, We are open until 6:30 to serve our community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now step two.
Step two is we want to retain. So we want to walk the walk. We want to talk the talk.
That's it.
And the reason we do that is through cultural competency. So I work with our faculty and staff to make sure they are culturally competent. So again, if you come there, if you're Black, if you are BIPOC of any level, which is Black, Indigenous, person of color, we want you to feel welcome. So we talk about with our faculty and staff about what that means. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if your socioeconomic status, you know, you're welcome there. It doesn't matter if you are Native, you know, you're welcome there. So, you know, we put that out front because that's part of building that sense of belonging. You know, if you mm-hmm. come there, men, women, LGBTQ+, everyone is welcome and they belong at MCC. So we wanted to put that out there. And then that third part, and I'll just jump ahead to that, is we want to be the thought leader around diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging in our service area. So again, we're Muskegon Community College, but we have students from Southern Oceana, Newaygo, Muskegon, and Ottawa counties that come to us. And so we want to be the thought leader. So when you come to that Reverend Martin Luther King breakfast in January, we want to be the leader on that. Mm-hmm. When we do these lecture series that I help put together, we want to have conversations around things that everyone can benefit. If someone has a question, hey, how can we engage better in the community? I can be a point of contact for that. And then that fourth thing, Greg, is to our business owners out there, our employees that work for businesses. If you think the businesses in this community could benefit from something like implicit bias training to help, you know, get rid of some of those stereotypes, if mm-hmm. we can help with mitigating microaggressions, how when you say those little subtle things that you didn't mean to be negative, but they still had a negative impact. Let's talk about that. Why it's important to be inclusive. Benefits of inclusion. We have that. Or if you just want to say, you know what, I want to sit down and talk with my team in depth. We have a 4-part series that we can offer. Now, there is a fee for these services that mm-hmm. we charge businesses, but it's very accessible because they're backed by the college. So mm-hmm. I can do a seminar at and business for up to 30 or 40 participants for 2 hours for $1,000 total. You're not going to get that from a coach or a consultant, you know, that's doing that. So I'm not saying there aren't some good coaches and consultants out there, but because MCC is back in this work, we can make it accessible for our Lakeshore businesses.
How important is it? You talked about inclusion, but how important to have that village mentality of that we're going to serve in all aspects?
And I'll go back to the research, you know, on that. So when we hear diversity, so let me just kind of put on my coaching hat, if you will. If when you hear diversity, it's human nature. We start thinking about the things we can see, race, mm-hmm. age, genders, more than that. So a room can look the same and still be very diverse. You know, so I talk about that. So from a business lens, putting a bunch of people together in a room that look different from each other, there's value in that, but the real value, the return on investment for that is if those people feel like they are valued, they are comfortable, they can share, they can be innovative. So that's the next step, is to get beyond the diversity and say, where is the inclusion? Are we on that journey to belonging? That's where those innovative ideas come from. That's where that people will go out and promote it in their community and say, this is a good place to work. And so that's what that's the intersection that I have with businesses, saying, okay, getting diversity is the start, leveraging the diversity and make sure everybody feels like they belong. That is the work.
Talk about, okay, your relationship. Let's talk about the relationship with businesses, community colleges. Your numbers are very high, actually, of finding people jobs right out of college.
Yeah.
Even before they even leave.
Yep. So great question. So with that is we work with our employers. One, so for the people, you know, you see a company, you see Muskegon Community College, what happens behind the scenes is we work with our area businesses to make sure that what we teach, whether that's a certificate or a traditional classroom program, aligns with what our employees are looking, what our employers are looking for. So when you're done, it's very easy for you to step out right into that workforce because we have those partnerships and relationships. Mm-hmm. So that is something that we do. We partner along, you know, a lot of our employers to make sure we're producing what they need. So it's, again, we're always striving for that win-win.
When you talk about employers, excuse me, what are employers looking for right now of people coming out of college?
Mm-hmm. So actually, believe it or not, some of it is just essential skills. We've gotten to a place, you know, now, you know, where sometimes jobs go unfulfilled or employers, you know, will post a job and they don't get people to apply. So some of it is just communication, showing up to work on time, asking questions, doing your best, you know, just having those essential skills, just having that work ethic. Mm-hmm. However, if you couple that with those essential skills, yes, I'm coming to work on time, I ask questions, I do what's required for me. If you partner that with a skill that we've taught you at MCC, then you can get to the company and succeed, you know, right. You know, and to grow and to have that long-term success to do that. So that is one of the things, but sometimes it's just essential skills. So a lot of employers right now just say, I need someone that's just committed to coming to work every day when they say they are and putting in the time they said they were going to put in. And then if they're unclear with something, just ask questions. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, having that work ethic is a big plus.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back again. I keep going back to when we were in that master's class and being an older adult, being around young people. How do you make those older adults feel comfortable around those kids?
You know, again, great question. So, one, you know, for me, and I'm just talking about when I've navigated those spaces, you know, recognizing that everyone is there for the same thing. They have a goal. They're trying to accomplish it. So if I come into a room and I'm from a generation, if I were to take a class right now, chances are I would probably be in a class with people in a younger generation than me. Mm-hmm. But saying that their eyes are wide open, just like yours, you know, no one is going to think down on you. In fact, the biggest thing is your value. You know, get over the imposter syndrome and just know that you have something to share. Your lived experiences, no one can replicate that. You mm-hmm. know, understanding there's no substitute for experience. So come in and knowing you have something to offer, you can learn something from the generation ahead of you. You can learn something from the generation you're in, and you can learn something from the generation that's after you. And then also from a faculty staff perspective, we're happy you're there. That's the other part. We're there. We want you to succeed, and we're going to give you what to succeed. And so again, it's that mindset shift that I've been saying over and over, just to say, this is my plan. I'm gonna get here and I'm gonna work it.
I like that you guys are doing that. Mm-hmm. Just putting the tools in people's hands to make them successful. That's fantastic. You know, this is not one of those sexy topics that we get a lot of questions and stuff like that, but I do have a question from Benita. And she said, are seniors able to attend MCC for free?
Benita, thank you for that question. I don't want to misspeak, but we do have some community education programs that are free of charge. I don't know exactly those, but this is a great opportunity for me to give my email address. So one, you can always go to MCC's website, find diversity, equity, and inclusion. My email address is there, but it is my full name, kenneth.james@muskegoncc.edu. So if anyone, and I'll say it again, kenneth.james@muskegoncc.edu. And if you email any of those questions, I will either give you the answer if I have it, or I will make sure you get the answer for something. So Benita, we do have some senior programs that are available. I can't speak firsthand to them, but if you contact me, I can let you know who to talk to.
I believe, is that the right there? Is that?
You got to spell out Muskegon, okay. CC. So it's muskegoncc.edu.
Okay, thank you, Benita. Benita's going to make that quick change for us. We got some great people that watch and listen to the show. Ian, let's talk about some of the personal things with you. And I know, you know, we've known each other for a long time, but you've transitioned over to education. Yes. Talk about why you made that decision and why is it so important.
Yeah, thank you for that. So my career, Every job that I've had, I've worked, you know, kind of in personnel and policy. And I've done that. And I love working with people. And so I have touched the municipal sector where you and I first met. I have touched healthcare. I have touched corporate retail. I have touched nonprofit. But the biggest thing about higher ed and why it's so rewarding is just what we've been talking about, is bridging that gap to success.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to bring my lens. The other part is, because even though I work in higher ed now, I've, and that is correct, Benita, on the chat, but I've have a chance now to use my skill set to help people be a part of that plan. And the other part is, you know, we're recognizable at MCC. We are an employer. You know, we employ over 300 people. And so, which in Muskegon County is relatively large. And right. Being able to impact that. So one, it's a great resource for you to achieve what you want to achieve, coupled with, we are a great employer as well. So being able to impact those things, Greg, you know, that's that, you know, they say you, if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. I can definitely say I love what I do.
Nice. I want to talk about the parent responsibility of getting the kids ready, because I would see it, coaching kids get away from their parents and go, ah! Mm-hmm. Just get buck wild. And just, you know, I told my kids a lot, like, look, the days of me watching over you are done. You're going to college, take care of your business. Talk a little bit about that parent role of, you know, if it's education, great. If it's trades, great. But do something.
Yeah. Have a plan. You heard me say that. Right. It is Mother's Day weekend, so I have to give a shout out to the mother of my children, Tamasha James. Happy Mother's Day.
You better.
Yeah. And to do that. But as we went through our journey, and again, parents, you know, it's a learning concept. You know, there are things that you have to do as parents that you probably didn't think of, and things that you did think of. But one of the things we always said, ask those right questions. How was school today versus what was your favorite part of school today? That little simple, you know, get your kids to communicate and talk. Mm-hmm. But also, we always told our kids there are choices and consequences. And when you make good choices, and that's in the classroom and in life, when you make good choices, you get good consequences.
Ken, I want you to say exactly what you just said again, because yep. We just tell people.
We told our kids choices and consequences. If you make good choices, you get good consequences. When you make bad choices, there are bad consequences. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying we can't overcome those bad consequences, but that's what happens. The other thing is, for those of you with college age children, I told all my kids that when they go to college, if that was their choice to do that, I'm always, and if it was out of state or out of city, I'm always going to show up at least one time per semester unannounced. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing is to put that on there. Is we kept that promise. We only got one, but when the other two get to college, if they choose a college, I'm showing up one time every semester unannounced. Might be 8 in the morning, might be 8 at night, but I'm coming. And that has to deal with those choices and consequences.
And see, I did that in high school, and so that was all I needed to do. That one time in high school is show up, and she was surprised. Yeah. I want you to talk to that person that's right now sitting at home. They're just afraid of making that next move. Maybe it's literacy. Maybe it's they're just not sure of themselves. But they do have dreams and aspirations, but they need to, like you said earlier, take that first step. Talk to that individual.
Yeah. That's a great question. So again, this is just some of the things that have worked for me. And I want everyone out there, you know, nothing can replicate your lived experiences, and you're at where you're at. And what I'm talking about here at Muskegon Community College, I'm very sincere about. We want you to succeed. That longest journey starts with just one step. So come take that step and see how many people take a step towards you to help you do that. The other thing is, perception and reality are two different things. It might look like, man, I got to take, you know, these credit hours, or I got to do this. It's very interesting, Greg, and I'm sure you can attest to this. No matter how hard something was that you had to accomplish. After you accomplish it, you realize, man, I was built for that. Or, man, yeah, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Right. That's my promise to you. Take that first step. And at Muskegon Community College, I can guarantee you, if you take one step toward us, we'll take two towards you. We'll walk alongside you the whole way. And when it's over, you'll look back and say, man, that wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
I tell you what, why don't you give us that shameless plug of, okay, how to get in touch with you. She gives you the thumbs up and then, but that's your email right now. Why don't you give everybody your contact information and let's get that out.
Very good. My name is Ken. I'm the Chief Diversity Officer at Muskegon Community College. One way to get in touch with me, go to Muskegon Community College's website. You can find me there. And if you are listening now and you want to email me directly, my email is kenneth.james@muskegoncommunitycollege.edu. And someone has been nice enough to put that on Facebook for us.
Thank you, Benita, for doing that. Anything that you'd like to add before we cut this segment?
Man, well, one, they say time flies when you're having fun. It does not feel like we've been talking for almost an hour. I am honored to serve as the inaugural Chief Diversity Officer at Muskegon Community College. I am sincere. I love to have conversations. Feel free to reach out to me. And Greg, if you ever want me to come back, I'm just an email or a phone call away.
We're going to have you back. And tell the wife, happy Mother's Day.
All right. And to all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. Greg, thanks again.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was Mr. Ken James of MCC. Good friend, good conversation. Thank you, Benita, and thank you for your typing as well. I want to take these last couple minutes, 6 minutes, to talk about what's happening this weekend, which is Mother's Day. A lot of us, our mothers have passed away. And, you know, I want to talk to the people that are sitting up and they still have their mothers on earth and their mothers are still around. Or you have a disagreement or whatever. Let me tell you this. I only wish that I still had my mother around. At the age of, I lost her when she was 50 and I was 27. I only wished that she was around. You know what? If you have any problems with any of your parents or siblings, you know what? Take this opportunity to correct them, because when they leave or when they're gone, when they get that, you get that phone call, the unexpected phone call, then it's, I wish I could have, all those things. I'm taking this last 5 minutes opportunity because I hear so many times of people when it comes down to parents or coming down to siblings or maybe friends or whatever, grudges that are held and stuff like that. Let me tell you, people, time is short. It's time is right now to get things right. And I'm transparent. So I'll use my story. I only got 4 minutes, so I'm gonna make it quick. I'm gonna use my father. I'm gonna use my mom. I'm gonna use both of them. Grew up together. Didn't have the best relationship. Ended up getting divorced. Bad blood there. Now, if I was a kid right there, stop. The experts say that if you grow up in a single house and you grow up Black and you grow up around domestic violence, you're going to end up growing up the same way, growing to prison or die. The devil is a liar. Listen, make up those relationships with those parents, because you don't know the true story until, like Ken said, ask the right questions. I was able to ask my mother the right questions and my dad the right questions. And both of them, I watched them, you know, take their last breath in this lifetime. Isn't it time to just change your life to the point where, you know what, you can't just spend all your time just mad at everybody. You just can't spend your time just beefing at everyone. It is time for you to make up some relationships with some people. And guess what? That's going to take you probably making the first step. Yeah, I said it. You making the first step. Even though they may have been wrong, you could be 100% right, but 100% wrong for holding on to that grudge. And I'm just, you know, I look at it like I was so blessed to have those 50 years with my mom and those 73 years with my dad and the years with my grandmother as well, but all of them are gone. Some of you have them still on this earth and you're not speaking to them. And my question is, why? And yeah, you might have went through some terrible things as a youth, been there, bought the shirt and the hat and the t-shirt. I get it. But you know what? It is time for you to let that bitterness go. It's time for you, the person that's been hurt and cut, to stop bleeding on everyone because you were hurt. It's time to heal, and it has to start somewhere. And with some of you, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but it's meant for me to say this, is that those relationships are important. People are watching those relationships. If you have a mother, a grandmother, or a dad that you're not speaking to, you know, you got kids watching that and they're looking for an example, and maybe you can change and break that curse. So I don't know what they did in the past, but you know what? Practice forgiveness, practice mercy, and let this be the best Mother's Day ever. And to all the mothers out there, I want to thank you for all that you do, because you guys and my wife, Emily, man, it was said behind every good man is a great woman. That's an understatement with my wife. And all the mothers out there, I want to take this opportunity to say, keep on pushing on and keep on moving and keep on trusting and make that plan. And take your time in life. Don't rush things. You don't necessarily need a man on your arm. It will come in time. Learn how to go to the movies and love yourself. All right. Happy Mother's Day. That's been Torn in Two for this day. We had Mr. Ken James on. I will see you next week. Go out, sow a seed in somebody's life. Go grab their woman, big mom, whatever, and say, thank you for all you do, and we appreciate you. Take care. God bless. I'll see you next week on Torn in Two.